UN officials said Friday that Palestinians are in desperate need of more humanitarian aid. UN World Food Program Country Director Matthew Hollington said that he has seen firsthand the devastating effects of restricted humanitarian aid in Gaza, especially in the city of Rafah. He described the conditions Palestinians are dealing with in Rafah as an Israeli military offensive into the city is underway as apocalyptic, and said,
"People sleep to the sounds of bombing, they sleep to the sounds of drones, they sleep to the sounds of war, as now tanks roll into parts of central Rafah, which is only kilometers away, and they wake to the same sounds."
The UN says Palestinians are without enough food, clean water, a proper sewage system, basic goods, health care, and trash disposal. The World Food Program serves 27,000 people in South Rafah and serves about 400,000 hot meals per day. But the WFP says it's not enough. Matthew Hollington says more humanitarian aid crossings need to be opened. He said since the 20th of May, the Kerem Shalom crossing opened partially, but it is not a safe and reliable aid route because of the fighting in the area.
We have seen the Kerem Shalom crossing start to open. And since the 20th of May, we have started to get a trickle of assistance in. That trickle needs to become a flood, but that will rely on safety, security, notification and coordination processes, which are cumbersome, but are put in place to keep humanitarians and the truck drivers we work with.
The WFP's Matthew Hollington says the only permanent solution to the problem would be an immediate ceasefire so that people in Gaza can start living again and humanitarian workers can effectively do their job.
They need the medical supplies, the nutritious food. We need humanitarians to be able to come in and rotate out on a regular basis so that we can do our all and be as efficient and effective as we can be to support Gaza.
Hollington said that it won't be easy getting more aid into Gaza, but he is hopeful that the conflict can be brought to an end soon so that help can get where it's needed. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.